live on Friday night, February 2nd, 2024, or an encore edition of this hour, which featured a Groundhog Day mock. Either way, it's always thank you so much for tuning in and listening. Hey, don't forget, on Saturdays from noon to 3, you can dust off those moldy oldies and shine up the newies and listen to a little program called Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. Happens from noon to 3. And then Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien immediately following from 3 to 5, one of my favorite shows on the airwaves here at WRCT. Who am I? Again, I am the Mockster. This is a show called Viva La Mock. If you heard a recent show that I did on January 26th, which is Australia Day, where I featured 4 hours of nothing but Australian artists, and I was taking suggestions, and I had a couple suggestions that came in, and I couldn't squeeze them all in to the show. I needed more than 4 hours. Apparently in Australia, they don't need just 4 hours. They just do it all the time. And Tom reached out and said, hey, Mockster, I have a couple more if you can squeeze those in. And I'm like, oh, I'm always open. I am always open to some new music. He said, how about the chats? Do you know the chats? I said, I don't. He said, play something by the chats. I said, okay, Tom, here's Smoko by the chats. An Australian artist. I believe they call themselves Shed Rock. Whatever Shed Rock is, this is it. It's the chats.
So let me set the scene. It's 2 in the afternoon and 34 degrees. The Queensland, harsh summer heat. I'm in sweating buckets up and down my street. Cause there I spied the bloke, perched atop of his milk crate throne. He eyed me off as I approached. And then he said, I'm on Smoko.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. and priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
WRCT Pittsburgh, welcome to our little experiment in freeform radio.
Hi, y'all. This is Charlie Daniels. You're listening to my buddy, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT 88.3 FM. Do you know me? You do. Though maybe you haven't seen me in a little while. I'm that drum beat coming through your car radio. And I'm that thumping bass that drags you along with the rhythm. I'm that part of music that makes you want to dance. Gospel song issuing forth from a Sunday morning church house. Midnight oozing out of a backstreet honky-tonk. I draw my nourishment from the teeming streets of New York City, the lonely grain-covered plains of Minnesota, from cabaret and camp meeting, bayou and beer joint, good times and ghettos. I was born in the house of New Orleans and traveled up the river on the northbound battle wheelers. I was nurtured in the Mississippi Delta when the seeds of the blues sprang forth from the rich black soil. I was there when Elvis learned to sing, when BB got his first guitar. I'm black and white and smooth and rough and hard and soft. I'm the roots of American music, and I'm always there just below the surface. And when the chaff of trend and fad is swept aside, I'm exposed again. Strong, pulsating, and very much alive. The winds of change may blow the tree away, but the roots remain. Then, now, and until the end.
In session, the defender of the faith, the defender of the gates, your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.
Good evening, Pittsburgh. We are on the air. Nothing like some technical difficulties. You're listening to WRCT 88.3, Pittsburgh. We stream online at WRCT.org. WWRO, Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and this is Courts in Session, heard here every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30, rock and roll, country, and soul is what we've got cooking for you tonight. So we had a little technical difficulties. Well, that was weird. We had music coming from who knows where. No idea where that came from, but I can tell you we got it fixed thanks to our instant engineer, Tony Tunes, who's standing beside me. So we're going to have a great time. We got a big show tonight, a little bit before 9 o'clock. If all the stars are aligned and everything works, we've got Kenny Wayne Shepherd calling in, joining us on Courts in Session. It's going to be great. Also, later in the show, I'm giving away a pair of tickets to see The Guess Who tomorrow night at the Palace Theater. And, of course, after 9, we've got your guilty pleasure. And this week, it's a really good one. And, of course, lots of requests to get to. If you want to get a song on the radio, well, give me a call here at 412-268-9728, 412-268-WRCT. So the first hour of tonight's show is brought to you by our friends at the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination, who join you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh, located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Their Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city for over a decade. They host a vast array of events and exhibitions, and regular gallery hours are every Sunday, 2 to 5 p.m., or by appointment, or you can visit them during Unblurred on the first Friday of every month from 6 to 9 p.m. For more information, call them at 412-924-0634 or visit irmafreeman.org. The Irma Freeman Center for Imagination, our sponsor for the first hour of tonight's show. So let's kick off tonight with some new music. This is from the band Josephus and the George Jonestown Massacre. There is a brand new MC5 compilation. It's called Call Me Animal. And this is called Thunder Express, WRCT, 88.3 FM.
It. Listen to the engine roar. Lay a patch of rubber for a mile and a half when I push it all down to the floor. Do I roll? I guess. Thunder Express. Check it out. The LS7, a 454, with a Nisky cam. A voodoo head on a swift to shift. A pop the clutch, goddamn. Do I roll? Thunder Express.
Play your guitar. bad Mustanger. Do I rock it, I guess. I blow the doors off a bad Mustanger. Do I rock it, I guess. I got nothing to fear. I can roll my Thunder Express. Yeah, the AMX, a GTO. Cougar ain't touched me yet. Just a six-pack, sprung little cobra, barracuda, no sweat. Ain't nothing outrun my rock and roll Chevy Corvette. Mopar, man. I'm talking about Thunder Express. Yeah, I'm talking about Thunder Express. Can I roll? I
feel, I just know I feel this way. I stand alone today. I say, I stand alone today. Don't ask me why I feel, I just know I feel this way. I stand alone today.
So this is brand new from the Space Ace, new from Ace Frehley, 10,000 volts. Brand new from Ace Frehley, 10,000 volts is the name of the single, and the name of the album coming out February 23rd for all you Kiss fans out there. New music from classic artists right here on Quartz in Session. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and get ready for some fun tonight, because in a little bit, we're going to be having Kenny Wayne Shepherd join us talking about the new album and his upcoming show in Greensburg. You know, these days, everyone is posting pictures online, and that includes me. I'm doing it on Instagram myself. But here's the deal. Once you post a picture online, guys, you can't take it back. It's It's up there for everyone to see. Your family, your friends, even not so friendly people. And all it takes is a few clicks, and your image can be all over the internet. So, think before you post. For more information, visit cybertipline.com. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, the Ed Council, and your friends right here at WRCT. So in that last set of music before Ace Frehley, you heard a Jackal going out by request. That was a request from last week, a holdover that we didn't get to. Before that, live Steve Miller. Of course, Steve Miller is coming back to Pittsburgh, and you got to say to yourself, how many more opportunities will you have to see Steve Miller live? Think about that when you're thinking how busy you are and maybe you'll catch him next time around. Well, you know, these guys are classic rock and rollers, and none of us live forever. So, Steve Miller, live at Jungle Love. Before that, new music from Josephus and the George Jonestown Massacre, their cover of the MC5, Thunder Express. That was hot. Like that a lot. So I mentioned a little bit later in tonight's show, after we have Kenny Wayne Shepherd on, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to see the Guess Who at the Palace Theater tomorrow night. I'm told they are good seats, so you want to keep it right here on 88.3 FM. But someone else who gives away tickets on his show all the time, we're talking about Peter with his show, The New and Newer Music Show. Do you like new music and free tickets to shows? Well, if so, you should listen to the New and Newer Music Show every Sunday night from 9 to 11 p.m. Peter plays your favorite new music and gives away tickets to your favorite band and artist shows. And I was just checking his Instagram account. He's given away a whole slew of movie tickets to see the new Pet Shop Boys documentary. Listen to the New and Newer Music Show on 88.3 FM. Stream at WRCT.org. And follow on Instagram at newshowwrct. So if you want to get a request on the radio, 412-268-9728, 412-268-WRCT. Ann is a brand new listener. She's listening downtown. She's got her radio up loud, and she wants to hear this next song. This is The Romantics. Talking in your sleep.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to FarmSafe811.org.
Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and his helmet is smashed.
It's probably a fake.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart, buy smart.
Go for real.
Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
Hey there, it's the Mockster, and I'm interrupting this wonderfully curated program to tell you about my show, Viva La Mock, which happens Friday nights on WRCT. Now, we all know that your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, plays great stuff like Blue Oyster Cult on his Thursday night show, but I wanted to let you know that I, too, have been known to play Blue Oyster Cult, but I've also been known to play songs by Blue Rodeo, the Blue Aeroplanes, the Blueberries, Blue Cheer, and the Blue Runners. Yeah, tune in and hear for yourself. That's Viva La Mock, Friday nights at 9 on WRCT 88.3 FM in Pittsburgh, and streaming worldwide at WRCT.org. It will blow your mind.
With a purposeful grimace and a terrible sound, he pulls the spinning high tension wires down.
You do a bit of living and it's starting to take its toll.
Going back to the 70s with Slade. The original version of Come On, Feel the Noise, not Quiet Riot. They covered Slade, and Slade did it right the first time around. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. You're listening to Courts in Session right here on WRCT 88.3 FM. Before the Slade, new music from Canada's Danko Jones, Get High. And what a great song about being the best you couldn't be. And maybe the Army might have to adopt that. New from the Rolling Stones. If you check our top 10 list on WRCT.org, every week we've got a list of new music and the most requested songs. Well, coming in at number two was the world's greatest rock and roll band with the track we did, Mess It Up, but a disco DJ remix. And you just heard the original version off the album. New album is called Hackney Diamonds, and EJL gives it a big thumbs up. And opened up with a request for the Romantics, going back to the mid-80s with Talking in Your Sleep. So is your neighbor in need? Well, millions of Americans with long-term health needs are struggling to keep their independence. You can volunteer by helping to shop, cook, drive, or just say hello. A few hours can make a difference. Faith in Action programs connect you with people in need right in your community. You can call 1-877-FAITH-11 or go to faithinaction.org. That's 1-877-FAITH-11 or faithinaction.org. Make a difference. So just in a few minutes, we're going to have Kenny Wayne Shepherd joining us, but let's play something new. He's got a brand new album out called Dirt on My Diamonds, Volume 1. And this is a WRCT debut. Give this a listen. Kenny Wayne Shepherd coming up next. 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. From the new Kenny Wayne Shepherd album, Dirt on My Diamonds, Volume 1. That track was called Ease My Mind, and Kenny Wayne is coming to the Palace Theater March 10th. March 10th at the Palace Theater for Kenny Wayne Shepherd. But you don't have to wait till March 10th to hear from him, because we've got him on the phone with us tonight. Kenny Wayne Shepherd, welcome to Courts in Session.
Hey, thanks, Eric. Thanks for having me.
So new album, new single, tour is underway. 2024 is shaping up to be a big Kenny Wayne Shepherd year.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. You know, the new record, Dirt on My Diamonds, Volume 1, it dropped the second week of November, and it's good to have a new record out because that means a new tour. So we're in the rehearsal stages right now for the new show, and we're going to change up the set list and feature some songs from the new record. And, you know, we got 3 decades worth of catalog to, you know, to pick songs from. So we got a lot of great material to put in the set list. And then we're going to hit the road. And, you know, Volume 1 for the record indicates that there is a Volume 2, and we've already finished that album. So that's going to be ready to go at whatever moment we feel is appropriate to release the follow-up album. So we got more music in the pipeline ready to go, and that's just going to keep us out on the road playing shows for the people for the next couple of years, which is what we love to do.
Well, that is terrific, because I've listened to the entire album. I'm a fan. I see you live. I have most of your albums. So many of our listeners love your music. So if Volume 2 is anything like what's just come out with Volume 1, we're in for a treat. But talking about that, you know, Kenny, when you first hit the scene, you were a fresh breath of air, because like so many of our listeners, we grew up in the 70s and the age of the guitar god, the Ritchie Blackmores, the Johnny Winters, the Eddie Van Halens, the Eric Claptons, and we got away from that, and you were a new breed of terrific guitarist. But you're not just a phenomenal guitarist. Anyone who listens to the new album knows you are a terrific songwriter. The breadth of your songwriting on this new album, Dirt on My Diamonds, Volume 1, is terrific. Why don't you tell us a little bit about writing the new album and where you created this music?
Well, we wrote the songs down in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, at the legendary recording studio called Fame, where so many incredible records were recorded down there. So we went down there for a little inspiration, and we sat in the studio for 4 or 5 days and wrote basically all the material for Dirt on My Diamonds, Volumes 1 and Volumes 2, right? So that was pretty inspirational, and it helped kind of mold the direction of the sound of this record, which is a really contemporary-sounding record. I mean, blues is the foundation, as usual, but with all my records, you know, I strive to infuse, you know, something new and different into the music to try and make it sound current and something maybe unexpected, you know, and not so predictable. So I think we accomplished that with this record. Songwriting has always been something that's been really important to me, to write great songs that have, you know, not just a platform for me to play a guitar solo over, but something where we're telling a good story. We have a great vocal melody. We have a strong chorus. Stuff that'll stick in your head that people want to sing along to. I mean, I grew up around a radio station. My dad was a program director and DJ on, you know, the hottest radio stations in my hometown. So I grew up listening to the radio nonstop and constantly exposed to, you know, the kind of songs, you know, that were considered hit songs. And so when I started writing my own music, that was just part of the formula for me.
Well, that is terrific. So you come from basically a radio background.
Yeah. I mean, my dad, we went to every concert that came through town. He always had tickets and passes. We got to meet the bands. I was always backstage. I got to kind of see the behind the scenes of the touring industry. You know, I got to like help my dad. I would go to work with him and I would pull all of his music and his spots and I would run the board and stuff, you know, while he was working the microphone. And I learned about, you know, creating playlists and things like that and tempos and, you know, which songs play well going into which songs. And all of that stuff has helped me, you know, when it came to crafting, you know, my live performance and putting albums together and, you know, the sequence of the songs on the record and all of that stuff. So, you know, who knew when I was so young that I was soaking all this stuff up and it was going to play a big role in the artist that I was to become.
Well, that is just terrific. You know, Kenny, I have two teenage sons at home that tomorrow are going to say, Dad, how come we're not at the station with you? That's hilarious. But what a foundation. Well, talking about great songwriting that isn't just soloing and guitar techniques, let's play something brand new from Kenny Wayne Shepherd from Dirt on My Diamonds, Volume 1. This is You Can't Love Me, WRCT. 88.3 FM.
Tight. Tell me every morning.